Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were taught that putting God's name to sin does not make it right. Let's continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When old Moses was coming off the mount, and Joshua was with him, and he says, "I hear the sound of war," Joshua said to Moses in the camp. Moses said, "No." Basically, Moses said, "No, that's a party going on." I won't read the whole thing that he said. But the people there were sacrificing unto a false god, a golden calf they had made. And they were doing it in the name of Jehovah. Putting God's name to it does not make it right. And the music was that drum beat that made them think it was a war drum. It was actually a beat to music in which the bodies succumbed to it and they danced. And they had less clothes on because it is a music born in hell. And the music is... Men try to say, well, music doesn't affect our emotions. Music really is all moral. That is one of the biggest lies the devil tells and deceives people. If you're deceived by that, that devil is laughing at you. So again, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, and he called that former stuff ignorant, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy. All matter of conversation is, that is, in all matter of your lifestyle, because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Your desires, you'll say, well, it's not to go out and get drunk, it's not spending my money on wild sexual favors and things of that nature, so it's all right. No. Deceitful desires. They're not holy. So he says, you put off that kind of a conversation, you put off that kind of a life, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, I've seen some of these on television and heard them on radio and things like that. They think, oh, we're just a holy people. And then they are dressed like the harlots. They sing like the sinful rock band. And then they take alcohol. They say, as long as we drink it just in moderation. By the way, there's a reason they call alcoholic beverage spirits. Wine is a mocker, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise, Proverbs 21:1 says. My friend, he didn't say whoever gets drunk. He just said the wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And if you're deceived by it, you're not wise. Now, if God says you're not wise, you're not wise. So we must get back to holiness. No, I'm not talking about shouting, speaking in tongues, etc. Rather, holiness of the inner man. We have experienced this year governors saying churches are not essential. And if they continue in their worldly ways, they probably aren't essential. But if they're going to be right, they are essential. But remember, Jesus Christ founded the local church, not man. Read Matthew chapter 6, verse 15 through 18. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now we must walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Quit adding Jesus' name to alcohol, drugs, immodesty, rock and roll. Let man see Jesus in us and the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So let them see the joy of the Lord in our strength and that it is our strength. And remember, God wants us on offense because he says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If the local church will be holy, the gates of hell will not prevail against it, even though we attack. But remember also, gates are for defense, not offense. So, we're to be attacking sin. We're to be attacking unrighteousness. Oh, so many of the preachers in all the denominations have quit hitting the booze crowd. We've hitting the immoral crowd. They need the call to repentance. You may say that's not love. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the God who said, Repent ye therefore. And be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. In Acts 17:30, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. So let me thank you for sending this email to me. And ma'am, I hope this really answers your question because it sounds like to me that you are disturbed by what you see going on in this country. And I will let you know, so am I. So am I. I want to give this from a Sunday school teacher that said, Matthew 12:40 is translated wrong in the King James, where we read, For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. She said that Jonah 1:17 identifies it as a great fish, and that's how it should be translated in the New Testament, which one is right. Okay. Now, before I read you the answer I sent to this Sunday school teacher, sometimes that kind of a question makes me ask, why are you trying to find something wrong with the King James and try to say that there are contradictions when there aren't any? And folks, now this is not my answer to her, but for your sake, in 2 Peter chapter 1, he says that no scripture is a private interpretation. It cannot mean what you want it to mean. Okay? It cannot mean what you want it to mean. So therefore, it is important that if you see a contradiction between one part of the Bible and the other part, or you think is a contradiction, just understand this. It means you didn't understand it right because you got to call 2 Peter chapter 1. Where it says no scriptures of any private interpretation, you've got to say that that is a lie if you think there's contradiction. And therefore, you're calling God a liar because he breathed out every word. And if he breathed out every word that we have and he preserved it like he said he would, then he's a liar. God doesn't lie. So, that is why stick with your King James. It's translated from the right manuscripts, and it's a good translation. It's the best translation. It is the right translation. So my answer now to this Sunday school teacher, I guess, why would they ask this question unless it came up in their class? But I said, thank you for your question. My first reaction is, why would they take a verse in Matthew 12:40, in which Jesus is speaking, to make this emphasis instead of the gospel emphasis of his death, burial, and resurrection, of which Jesus Christ is teaching by the story of Jonah being 3 days inside the belly of a great fish, if you want to say it, or the whale. Now, we'll say more about that. If I was going to address something controversial in that verse, it would be about the 3 days and three nights. If Jesus is crucified on Friday, he is buried Friday evening and is in there Saturday evening and then raises on Monday morning because he's there Sunday evening. Now, boy, that'll get people upset. So how is that 3 days and three nights? Well, the Jewish day begins at sundown. For example, if today is Monday, then at 6 o'clock this evening, it is Tuesday. Okay, then it will be Tuesday, and that will last until 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and then the next day is Wednesday. However, I think that if Christ was crucified on Thursday, then that's the one day he's in there till Friday at 6, Saturday at 6, Sunday at 6, or Wednesday, which I think makes more sense. He's there on Thursday at 6, Friday at 6, Saturday at 6. And he raises the first thing on Sunday, the eighth day. And you see, now, that was Sunday at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And daylight doesn't get there till, 6 o'clock in the morning? Now, those ladies arrive, it's the first hour of the morning, but it's not the first hour of the day. So, there's a lot of emphasis there, and I'm not here to introduce a different doctrine. I'm just trying to say 3 days and three nights is more of a discussion than was it a fish or a whale.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.